This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge, and we head back to Guam now to touch base with Laura Nadeau, who has joined us before, but we're going to chat some biking today. Laura, welcome back onto the podcast.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me back.
Laura, talk to me a little bit about your bike. Obviously, you've mentioned the swim's your weakest. You're a fairly strong runner. Are you comfortable with where your bike is at, or is it always a work in progress?
I love to ride my bike. I think it's probably, at first, probably what it's my strength, I think, of the three. I was a soccer player, so I think I've got the soccer player legs that help you bike. So it's what I enjoy most. And when I'm done the swim, I am thankful to be done the swim and happy to be riding my bike.
Did you ride bikes as a kid? Or, I mean, is this something you've sort of taken up as an adult, as part of the sport?
Yeah, I mean, we rode bikes as a kid, but nothing, you know, nothing serious. It was just for fun. I guess I got more into it in Japan. It's relatively easy to ride your bike there and accepted. So we did some fun rides in Japan and then got much more serious when we moved to Guam. So there's the great cycling community here, and it's beautiful to ride around the island. So
I was going to say, you must have some amazing routes. Like, what's your favorite? Tell me about your favorite route to ride on the island.
Yeah, well, it's called the Southern Loop. So it's about 50 miles. And it's just along the outer perimeter of the south part of the island. And it's beautiful. I mean, I just did it this past weekend, and it's a beautiful, beautiful ride. So
you mentioned training for a race in Canada that's at altitude, obviously Guam's sea level. From an elevation perspective, is it fairly flat, or do you get to do some decent hill training there too?
No, well, there's a lot of climbs that you can do here on this island. Yes, so there's no lack of mountains to climb here.
Sounds amazing. Well, what are some of the things that you've done over the years that you've been in the sport to really improve your performance on the bike, Laura?
To be honest, the trainer has, unfortunately, I'd love to be outside riding around this island every day, but that's not possible. So the trainer has really helped a ton, just kind of hammering out sessions, and has gotten me much stronger for sure.
I guess, as frustrating as it is, and I know I also live in a beautiful part of the world here in Cape Town and would love to get out as often as I can, but from a cycling perspective, if you're out on the road, to get a really decent workout in takes time. Whereas if you're busy as you are, you've got kids, it's just sometimes it's more practical to do it on a trainer. You get a bigger bang for your buck, so to speak, and you can really smash out a hard workout in an hour and you're done.
Right, yeah. You know, my friends have wanted me to get out mountain biking, but it's like this time in my life is I cannot find time to drive to the mountain, get my bike out and do that. So the trainer has just provided me with another way to get a good workout in.
Do you train?
And not have to deal. Sorry, go ahead.
No. You say not have to deal?
Not have to deal with the cars and, you know, the dogs that chase you here. So
sounds like the struggle is real. Tell me, do you train to power? Do you use a power meter, or is it a smart trainer?
It's just, there is a power meter on it, but I don't pay attention to it at all. I don't have a power meter on my bike. So I'm just trained to feel. So
You're probably one of the people I've spoken to. I mean, everyone that I've spoken to of late is using power. Is that a conscious choice? Do you prefer training to feel, or have you just not got into the power side of things?
I think it's kind of a conscious choice, and also my coach kind of, that's how she coaches, just to feel. So I haven't really gotten into it. And I feel like it's just something else I have to think about. I know my body, and I know how hard I'm pushing, and I know when maybe I'm not pushing hard enough. So it allows me maybe one day I'm feeling great and can push really hard, and the other day I'm not, and I am aware of that, and I'm aware of how my body is. So I just have continued that.
Do you use a heart rate? Do you train to heart rates as well? Do you watch those numbers or not at all?
No, I don't use any numbers. I know, as crazy as that is, but I just train to feel.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
I love that. No, I tell you what,
I'm missing out on something.
You probably are, and there are numbers that'll help me improve. But I also think people who live and die by the numbers lose out on what you're able to do. That they forget what it feels like to push hard, because if the numbers don't say they're doing something, they don't think they're doing something.
Right. I know my heart rate. I can tell when my heart rate's up. I mean, I do wear it, so I have an idea of where it is and what my max heart rate is and everything, but I can tell. I mean, I know when my heart rate's low, and I just go by that.
Yeah, awesome.
It takes a lot of thinking out of triathlon. So,
favorite workout on the trainer? What do you love doing? It's probably one that's really hard that you don't really love while it's happening, but it fills you with confidence afterwards.
Yeah. I guess I've done some long ones recently. I do use Zwift. I ride on Zwift, so it's been fun to do just like a long ride, and then sometimes I'll have to do the last 30 minutes, last hour hard, and then I'll just hop on a race. I'll do a race on Zwift and just try to hammer to keep up with these guys who are racing. So that's kind of fun for me. It keeps things a little, you get a good workout in, but it's fun also.
Yeah, absolutely. Gamifies it a bit. Yeah. Laura, as always, great to catch up. I look forward to talking about your run, but we'll save that for next time out. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge.
Great. Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.